Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
Hey, it's your boy Trey.
We had an excellent episode on Monday. I'm not sure if you've heard it. It was with Flat Earth Dave, which was just...
It was a blast.
It was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was... Trey's not saying anything, but I bet he feels the same way.
And I hope it was cool. I hope he comes back on. Would love to have him back on.
Well, he says he'll come back on in the near future, whatever that means. He's living the life down in Mexico, I guess. I'd like to spend my winters down in Mexico, too.
Yeah, I had more questions about Antarctica, so I think that...
We just got a time cap. You know,
When we get him back on, we should dive more into Antarctica a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
I think... y'all want to jump in?
Yeah, let's jump in. What was your takeaway?
Let's jump into the deep end here. Yeah. All right. I think he brings back some stuff that I used to study early on in my conspiracy journey that I remember, like, dang, it's coming back. I didn't get to finish my question to him with what did he think about the flat patterns, but then he kind of answered it. He said, like, it's impossible for a plane to fly in this I guess vacuum of a globe that would be. Dustin asked me an interesting question off air. He said, how did you feel about it? Is it anything that you didn't like? I say he's very arrogant and cocky, but I think in his stance he has to be, because the interviews that I've heard people like
tear him up,
attacking him. And I always tell people, and I was sharing this with Dustin, is whatever I believe is my belief.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily affect you or you or you, as long as it, to me, well, y'all know my rules. As long as they don't hurt kids and women, you're pretty much good. Okay. and I think. He has to be that way because the people who are globers, what do you call them? Globers?
Normalists or something.
Normies. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Those people come, like, they are mean.
Yeah, they are.
And I just don't understand why they can't say, I don't agree with your science.
Yeah.
He didn't come off as that to me. He came more off as he was confident. He was very confident.
I can rock with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it arrogant or anything. I'd say he's very confident, but it's... He has the facts to back it up.
He's killing it.
He's got a lot of facts.
Yeah.
I mean, every time, everything you listen to of him is just full of facts. That's why it's like just a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, whether those facts are all 100% true, I don't know.
Right.
I'm not, you know, I still have to go on the Google Earth and try doing that little loop around the Antarctica and everything. I haven't done that yet, but I need to try that out just to see what happens, because that part kind of interested me.
I thought his stance on was it Area 51 or Roswell?
Roswell.
Roswell. Thought that was
that 12 trillion seconds.
Yeah.
And like 1 trillion seconds is like 31 years.
Right.
31,000 years.
No. So
31,000 years.
31,000. Yeah. 31,000. Yeah. 1 trillion. So 12 seconds. I just wanted to see 12 trillion is 381,000 some years. That's crazy.
Yeah. So what was y'all's thoughts about aliens after that episode? Because, you know, we talk a lot about aliens and the existence of them and whatnot. And, of course, you know my stance of we're the smarter species. So.
Oh, my gosh. We don't even need to go. We don't even need to go on that. I mean, I still believe in aliens. I still think they exist. I still think that... I look at Roswell and I look at Area 51 and I look at those as places where something mysterious and something that had to do with aliens at one time did. And I feel like it has more so probably has shifted over toward Antarctica. I think Antarctica is where all of that big base
staging area.
Yeah. I think that's where they house everything. That's where all the top secret stuff is probably at. And that's why like you were saying, all these countries have come to an agreement of nobody does anything with Antarctica. And that's because that's where all of it is.
So did that interview change your minds at all about anything? Or was it just steady as she goes?
I think for me, it changed my mind to this perspective. It's like, if you really sit down and think about things, like just, and you know, as a believer, this makes them into my world as well. But like, why do you believe the things you believe? Where did you get the information? And what's the, I was talking to y'all about this, what's the opposite view? In the world of censorship in America that we have, where, you know, I think, Twitter doesn't do it anymore and Facebook is starting to follow suit. I said, I think if anything, the best result is give people both sides of every argument.
Absolutely.
We have AI now. We have sources. Back in the day when we was growing up, of course, you had to go to the library. I understand why you couldn't do it. Now we have the technology to say, like Flat Earth Dave, he posted a video. Don't block his content. Show the globe. Show show the globe theory people's research, and then let a person decide what they want to believe. Why is that so hard?
Why do you think they would be censoring that? I forgot to ask Dave that. I need to remember to ask him next time we have him on. What is his theory, or you know, and what's your theory on why they would be censoring that?
I think they did that I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Jump in.
I think the reason they do that is because it interferes with their brainwashing.
Right.
It interferes with their programming. They don't want to take any chances of somebody thinking for themselves whenever that they are programming you from a child to be a certain way and to believe certain things as actual facts instead of saying, okay, you have your opinion now.
Yeah.
They don't want that.
I think that I'll definitely mix it in with mine. But I think more so, too, is if you read. Okay, so the Bible does talk about the firmament. The firmament is the flat earth. And they'll say, oh, that's prior to we got to science. But then also, it's when they want you to believe and think a certain way, they eliminate the other opposite views. And y'all already know me, and historically, I always throw up some kind of historical America fact. But for me, I'm preferencing this thought process. Critical race theory became a thing during COVID. I never even heard of it. Where I grew up, it's called regular Black history.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you? So somebody had to break it down to me. I was like, what are you talking about? They're just talking about, well, it's making white people look bad. What, did they not do these things?
Yeah.
And so in my world, so what happens is you have systems like this in place. Well, it makes me feel bad, or it makes me look bad, or it makes our science that we paid for not look as good. So instead of giving these people options or giving the grant, watch this. When people have the opportunity to choose, they have the opportunity to do research. And you know what naturally happens? We become smarter. Because now I can tell Jeremy, this is why I believe the flat earth. And I can give him concrete data. And now he can look at it and say, And he's going to do what? Take that information. Maybe he might just regurgitate what I said. Or he'll wrestle with it, go home and do what? Study for himself.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't want us to do. I think the Rockefeller said it. I think it's a video flying around the internet where the Rockefeller said they helped create education to keep people dumb. And I'm like, that is the craziest thing. You create education to keep people dumb because we don't need people docile or like our show is asking questions. Even though we joke, we have fun with it. But we do realize that it's some strange beep, beep, beep stuff happening to channel my inner Dave. It was freaking ridiculous stuff happened that you just can't explain, and they don't want us to even ask the question anymore.
I thought it was interesting that he was talking about the fact that they used to teach flat earth in school up until the 50s. Yeah. And then what happened in the 60s, all of a sudden we went to the moon. It was almost like they orchestrated that whole thing of, oh no, the earth is round.
Yep.
You know, and I didn't get a chance to ask him too on why he thought that, you know, they all of a sudden they wanted to say the earth is round. My thought is just like exactly that, is they're trying to get the money. Like you're throwing the money signs over there, Trey, but
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
You know, you know. But it was, to me, that's almost like why all of a sudden they went from flat earth to round earth, if you're looking at that theory on why it was taught until the 50s. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
So have you ever watched any videos on Flat Earth?
Yeah, I've watched a lot of videos on Flat Earth.
So have you ever seen a video where they talk, so many, but it's one video where they talk about that the world leaders came together and they started kind of just trying to make everything that new world order idea. Well, what do you start with new world order? What does the Earth look like?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like I don't think that the new world order is a short game. It's a very, very, we might not see it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what you do is you dumbify a generation, which they're doing now. you wear them down with drama, angst, mental health issues. Because what happens when people begin to say, I can't do this anymore. I give up. I need a hero. And they give up rights. They give up control. Because if you're telling me, look at Gabby's generation, looking at my daughter's generation, you don't think that they'll give up. If I say, hey, I give you TikTok and food and you can, you know, get clothes and money, but you got to work here and you'll be paid. You'll have a decent house. You'll be okay. You won't have any worries, but you just got to give me whatever rights that we deem.
Yep.
You don't think they'll give it up?
Oh, yeah.
Socialism, baby. Socialism.
Yeah. But I would go beyond socialism, because the socialism that we tend to think of is 1984, George Orwell, or, you know, old Russia, old China. It would be something beyond that, that we don't even have a word for yet, because that is, to me, that's not necessarily just socialism. That's a new level of control. Because socialism says, hey, let's all be on the same plate. Watch this. In theory.
Yeah.
Socialism says, let's all be equal here and let's work together in a greater good. It's because I don't need you being outballing me, because you don't need to live outside your resources. Let's give to everybody. Everybody should be equal.
Yeah.
In the theory. It does not play like that in the real world. I don't think that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm not talking about in the future. I think New World Order is, you're my slave. You're my minority report. You're not going to move. You're not going to make a mission or do anything without me. And this is your job. This is what you work. This is what you can do. This is what you can buy. And if you don't behave or have any social points, you can't do anything not Trey Burch, but like, it's like, well, Trey just sounds like a crazy terrorist right now. Until the beings that be say you can. That's beyond socialism.
Well, yeah. And another way it's beyond socialism is you got to look at it from, it's not just limited to one certain area.
Yeah.
It's globally.
For sure.
Globally. It's worldwide.
How do y'all think, when we say stuff like this, we're thinking for a very American-centric,
new
idea.
World order.
I know, but saying like, but do you think there's other kids in Gabby's age just like so docile and so like, oh, do y'all think a lot of like, maybe England, maybe they like that? I don't know. I see some Black Mirror, so, you know, they look like that. But do you think like China's kids would be like this? Australia kids would be like this, that they will bow down so easily to a new world order?
I don't think so. I think this is an America issue.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this, I'm not raising weak kids. I mean, you can have a conversation with my kids and try to tell them something like that. They'll call you out.
They're ready.
All three of them. All three of them will call you out, because I'm not raising weak kids. So.
And that's fine. And that's great. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that's fine. That's great. The only issue is that when it comes to something that's this big and it's this worldwide and it's this huge, the ones that don't fall in line are going to be so far in view in between that they're going to be eliminated.
I'm not saying that that's not the truth. What I'm saying is my kids will not be the one to bow down and kiss the ring.
No. That's great.
But Dustin has been 100% Dustin, but you know they're going to.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Being Dustin.
You're being Dustin.
My kids know that. I mean, I think when we had Gabby on the show one time, when we were talking about that, the Hell's Gate episode, we touched on that.
You got to go next year with us.
She'd be the first one out.
Got to go.
It's this year now, Trey. It's this year.
Oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
I'm living in the past. Sorry.
Coming on quick.
Yeah. Got 8 months. 8 months.
But so what was the, so when I think it was last week, I asked you guys when we were talking about having Dave on a scale of A, B, and C of flat earth, round earth, or I haven't seen it. Trey came up with his own answer of dome. You said it was round. I said it was, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you didn't know.
So
how do you feel now? How do you feel now? Talking to him and hearing his science. How do you feel?
Well, so I pre-game Dave. That's why begged Dave to get on. So I was already leaning towards flat earth anyway, but I still haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not 100% flat earth. I'm not a flat earther at this point. I haven't seen it with my own eyes. But what about you, Dustin? Because you were round earth.
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm undecided. I want to watch the videos that he was talking about. I want to go on his website. I want to dive into the old world order video that he was talking about. And I want to start there. And as I learn on it, take my own opinion on it.
Okay.
You know, build my own opinion.
I'm a domer, man.
Still a domer?
A domer.
I have too much spiritual evidence, too much just weird science that I just don't understand. Like a dome theory person would say this. Do y'all know the lowest point we've ever been able to drill in the earth?
No.
I think it's like either 8 or 5 miles somewhere between here. I know it's definitely not over 10. Why? If we got all this drilling equipment, we always talking about your boy Donnie. I was like, oh, let's drill. Why can't we drill farther than that?
Okay, we're talking about drilling oil, so stand down with the
drill. Doesn't matter. Why can't we drill?
We need the liquid gold.
How deep is the Grand Canyon? I mean, that's basically a hole. Use it more than.
But see, it's you never have you been to the Grand Canyon?
No.
Oh my God! You have. We gotta go, man. We gotta take a trip. We go looking for Sasquatches. I think we just make our way from Oklahoma over to Arizona.
But for real, you said that they've drilled 8 miles.
I may be pushing them 8 miles. I can't remember because it's been so long. But I want to say
is that not
max
8 miles deep.
No, the Grand Canyon is elevated.
Yeah.
So that's the crazy part. So it's like imagine a stone mountain just split in half.
Oh, okay.
All right. So it's just kind of, and then you get to see it, and it's just beautiful.
It's phenomenal. It's beautiful.
It
looks like a copper mine.
It's when you go there, you're gonna say
when you see it in person, it's a whole different experience.
You're like there.
The same with like the Hoover Dam. I don't know if you've ever seen the Hoover Dam in person, but oh man,
you just like oh my God. That's your first thought in the Grand Canyon. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But I say that to say that we only begin able to drill 8. I want to say 8 miles deep, but could be a little inaccurate there. No, I know not more than 10. And we know there's more oil below that. We just can't drill past it. Okay. And then people say, well, explain volcanoes and stuff like that. I would say I think it is a furnace system of some sort. Maybe a natural one created by a divine being. I think what happens is what most people like to think, especially in our faith base, is, you know, God is like people believe this. God is up there. We're down here. He's the man upstairs. So why is it so hard for people to believe that maybe God put us in a big old glass, you know, fish tank of sorts and said, I'm just going to see what these people do. I'm going to send my son down. I'm God. I'm the creator. I can do what I want to do. But let's just see how they interact with each other. What if we do live in the ant form? And the reason, and a good text that I've seen in Genesis 11, they said they wanted to build a tower to God. Well, why would you try to build a? We would never think to do that. And we can build skyscrapers. Why?
Led Zeppelin built a stairway to heaven.
Well, oh my gosh. My question on that though, if we're gonna start talking biblically and spiritually, is they talk about building a stairway to God, a tower to God. Why are you trying to go up to God when God's all around you as here?
They're not thinking. See, most people don't realize in Genesis they had a very literal relationship with God.
Very literal.
So they're not looking. We would say God is in everything because we don't see him.
Yeah.
I want to say they saw him. They experienced him. Whether it be a fire, whether it be in Exodus, it said he was a cloud for them in the day and a fire would divide the night. So they would see the actual presence of the Holy Spirit God. They saw him.
And that's great.
So they would say when they see God ascend or they see God come down, they would say, oh, and I would even push the narrative further to say, if you can see the top of the dome because the air is pure, at that point you decide you're getting giants because I think at that time the oxygen is better, the plants are better, everything was as natural as it can get to heaven, and they can see the top of it. Well, when you try to build some stairs to it, you know you can get out of it. Turtles do it all the time. Turtles figure out where the top of the little thing is, and you see them trying to stick their way to the side of the glass to get out because they understand where the top is.
Yeah.
That just logically makes sense. If we know where we built planes and spaceships to get off Earth, whether you believe we're doing it or not, which I don't think we are. Why? Because we understand there is a top to this. We grew up, you tell me this, we grew up learning about what? The ozone layer.
Yeah.
What the freak is the ozone layer? Yeah. Yeah. I still don't to this day. Oh, we're declining. We don't even talk about it anymore. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Now it's just greenhouse effects and gases. It used to be, we don't want to create a hole in the ozone.
Well, the ozone is supposed to be the dome.
Thank you.
So back to what you're talking about, drilling down 8 miles or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
What is your reasoning behind that to a dome versus flat versus round?
Well, a dome just says we live in like a snow globe ecosystem. So if you can't, if the bottom of the snow, if we live in a globe, we can't get to the bottom of a snow globe because obviously it's a cap. So that's what the dome theory, I think it's one in relation with the flat earth. It's not, it's the only difference we add the dome. That's why he was like, okay, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because we're cousins at this point. If not brothers and sisters, we're a little different. And I have a lot of issues with the flight patterns, the intentionality behind it. Like Dave did talk about how they intentionally slow planes down and speed them. I even think about the jet streams, because like that does happen when you feel like, dang, this plane is booking it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know we ain't moving this. Like it's no way we humanly possible we can invent something that move this fast, this quick. But if you channeling in the jet streams, that makes sense.
Well, I mean, we give that technology to the aliens, so.
Oh my gosh.
Jeremy.
Other way around.
Jeremy.
Other way around.
You know what? Okay, I'm a, and so one thing I, when Dave talked about the Google Maps, right? Google Maps is one of the most fascinating things when it comes down to us explaining stuff in the world. All it did, it was supposed to help us, but all it did was make things more confusing. I told y'all know about the Black Triangle in Alaska, right? The Black Pyramid in Alaska. Y'all know about that?
No, you mentioned it one time, but you never really dove into it.
You go into Google Earth, you can't find it.
Yeah.
You can find it. You can look at it, but then if you try to map it out to go, it won't show you any routes to get to it. But you can see it. It's other things if you go on Google Earth that just pops up. And you're like, what is this? And you can see things that don't make sense on our Earth that are here. And to me, similar to what Dave was saying, that stuff needs to be explained. And or they what Google won't, they don't want us to know. You know what they do? They erase it.
Yeah.
And blur. Now, watch this. If you go over Google Earth or the Black Pyramid, it's blurry. Why? That's the stuff we just don't. Watch this. If you can just say it's an error, watch this. You know what I would do? It's just an error on our Earth. We'll fix it later. And never fix it because it's real. We know it's there. People are going to try to figure it out, but you know you can't get to it. People will die. It's just like Roswell.
Well, one of the things I forgot to ask him about was the Georgia Guidestones because that was the whole thing
And they destroyed them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, that was the whole thing is that there was a flat earther that was actually scheduled to go out there. It was a big thing. It was going to be an event where they were going to be able to show how you can prove the earth is flat with the Georgia Guidestones. And then that's when it mysteriously blew up and was just wiped off the face.
I wonder if I wonder if they can do the same experiment that they were going to do with that. I wonder if they could do it with
Stonehenge.
Yeah.
I think it's different. I don't think that has to. So I don't think that is the same thing as the Georgia Guidestones were, though.
Yeah,
the Georgia Guidestones are very weird.
Yeah, but supposedly there was some hole in it, like in one of the stones that they put there that was supposed to be able to prove the flat earth. And literally, the guy was supposed to go there. And I think it was the next or the day before or 2 days before. That's when they were, you know, blown up or whatever. And then all of a sudden, like I said, you've never seen somebody come in and clean up a mess so fast.
Yeah.
Especially for something that's not blocking traffic or anything else. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have you seen a building burn down? It takes them months to get it cleared up.
The house up the street from me is still burnt.
Yeah, exactly. And all of a sudden, this thing blows up. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're there cleaning it up. They've got the whole thing demolished in a day.
You know, there's so many, like, oddities in the world too, and strangeness in the world too, that I bet you that they somehow line up and fit to things that he's talking about with spirituality and flat earth and the astrology and stuff, like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, Dragon Triangle too.
Like, I bet you anything that somehow, like, if you were to start really diving into it, you would see how it connects and how it fits and how it got covered up and why it got covered up. Same with Antarctica. Like, there's so many mysteries behind Antarctica. Like, what are all these lakes underneath the ground, frozen lakes under the ground, or mysterious cities, this lost cities? And they have, there's a waterfall in Antarctica that's looks like a blood. It looks like blood. What is that about?
Yeah.
Like, you said it's a waterfall in Antarctica that looks like blood?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, send that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of bizarre things. I think I walked away from that interview with more questions than.
Yeah, but I definitely want to check his website out that he was talking about. I definitely want to go on there and watch some of the videos because he's made me more interested in it.
Yeah,
I definitely want to open up and learn more about it and dive into these older maps and look at them. What, do my research.
What facts do you ever hear from globe people?
Well, they spit the facts that they've been taught.
It's everything you've heard in school.
Okay,
those the Rockefeller facts.
In our little little triangle circle here. What facts were we taught about the globe?
We were taught
that it's round.
We were taught that China is on the other side of the world. China is all the way on the other side of the world. That's what we were taught.
If you dig hard enough, you can get there.
Yeah. We were taught that at the core of the earth is hot. It's basically, they're calling it magma or a ball of fire in the middle of that.
We have no real facts about it. Do y'all realize that?
The sun is a star.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, what do I know about it? And then the more naturally, because somehow.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, they've only been teaching it for 70 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically, I haven't gone back to dive into what he's talking about, that they were still doing the flat earth in the 50s.
Yeah.
But if that's true, we've only been teaching round earth theory for 70 years.
And it's widely accepted, and we don't know why.
Exactly.
Because they presented as facts.
It's not just wildly accepted, it's wildly pushed.
Yeah, they say that they've proven the world was round or a globe. They disproven the flat map from way back in the day.
It's
they don't present it as an opinion.
Weirdly
they present
bizarre.
It as scientific fact. That's how. That's why.
I don't know. That's just really. I'm
saying I walked away from that with more questions than I
know more about the planets than I do about Earth.
Yeah.
And this globe.
But I know, do you really? You know more about the planets. You know what you were taught. You don't.
I mean, I know what I was taught, but I think I was taught more about the planets than our ability to be round or not.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like I can't think of one general.
Well, they never told us why the Earth is round or why the Earth is
globe. They just
told us that it was.
Yep.
And look,
here's pictures of it from outer space to prove it.
Well, I mean, that was the whole thing of what I was talking about how all of a sudden they're saying the Earth is round right before we went to the moon. Quote, unquote, went to the moon.
And he didn't make some good points with that moon. I was like, bro, they didn't go. It just confused. Okay. Realistically, let's keep it over. If y'all boy, first of all, I wouldn't get on the spaceship, but nevertheless, if your boy Elon said, hey, I'll send y'all to the moon, I got y'all. And we were able to go to the moon. What he said is what I would do. I'm looking back so much to see if I can see United States. I'm trying to see if I can see that, like, from right now, a good thing would be see the wildfires in California, because they said
supposedly you can see it from space.
You can see it in space. They showed it. You can. Like, you're burning too. That's the crazy thing. I want to see that stuff.
You might be able to see.
I just want to remind you, Trey, you've seen what they've shown you from space.
Yeah.
They use Google Maps.
Unquote.
They was using Google Maps.
Okay.
Might not just be able to see the United States. You might be able to see America.
I bet the Earth looked round on that too, didn't it?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Maybe it wasn't zoomed out too much.
It's just like a real weather map.
You might not just see the United States. You might see Comerica and Gramerica.
I'm not going in with you.
And the Gulf of America.
I'm not going in with you today. You know what? I'm going to say that for my podcast.
Oh, okay.
I need to launch soon and stop.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Oh.
The Gulf of America. I'm pretty stoked about that one. I heard today all it takes is a committee, and I'm here for it. Let's go. What committee? The committee that the president puts in, because apparently they renamed some mountain not too long ago. One of the presidents did. I don't remember who. But there was a mountain renamed. You can rename the Gulf.
Why is it called Gulf of Mexico now?
I have no idea, but they made a good point that there's more United States surface area against the Gulf than Mexico. So
I'm fair for it. I'm
here for it. That sounds amazing.
But to me, it's
a beautiful name.
Mexico don't have no input.
No, I mean, they do.
You know. I'm gonna tell you something, man. Because y'all want to take me there. Y'all want
to
do it.
All these maps are about to be obsolete.
We're really just joking. I really don't want to take it.
I do. We're good. I want to go.
You push the button now.
You brought it up.
I will say this.
Can't put your monster back in the closet now.
Before you get going, I will say this. I actually would be more excited about Comerica than I would the Gulf of Mexico, because I'd not just be able to go to Canada without having to get a passport and everything.
Well, first of all, Canada and its 11 provinces is not doing anything with us. First of all, and we need to stop antagonizing our neighbors. It's against the Bible already. Secondly,
just remember, they started it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they started it.
He started it.
They started it.
You can't.
Saying you're going to put tariffs on isn't starting it.
Yes, it is.
It is not starting it.
Jeremy,
everybody's getting tariffs.
If I say, Jeremy, I'm going to slap you one, and you come back and say, all right, Trey, I'm going to own your house. I started it by saying I'm going to slap some tariffs on you, or I'm going
to
slap you.
But you have to say you're going to slap everybody. You can't just say you're going to slap me. That's the point, is that the tariffs weren't going to just be for Canada. They're going to be for everybody.
But if you call me out, or if I call you out, then...
I'm going to slap Dustin for bringing this up, but see? I'm just going to say...
But then watch this. It's all malarkey. I saw the most beautiful comment under my little post. And this lady said, and I had to check her page and see, did she vote for Trump? She did vote for Trump. And she said, just worry about America. Yeah. She said, I was like, that's my new slogan. I'm just here to, we can't get.
We're going to make America bigger and better. It's still MAB. Either way, make America bigger and better. It's MABABA.
Either way.
It's MABABA.
It's a win-win.
Listen here. Jeremy, you're a budget guy. Budget guy. We understand budgets, right? If we're trying to save and get this nation out of debt, whatever debt we owe, which is still a thing in itself, let's not go there. If we're trying to get everybody back on track, American citizen, the first thing you say to do is to buy something. No.
Hey, but think about how much resources are on Greenland. We would be able to make so much money off of that.
How? What do we know?
Selling oil, selling gold, all the stuff.
Allegedly.
We're going to go get seal meat.
We're going to steal the stuff from the Vikings.
Get all their seal meat.
Greenland don't even have an Olympic team.
Think about all the taxes that would get paid from Canada to the United States. It would be taking on a whole new income stream.
You think the Canadians going to pay taxes?
I mean, they would have to if they were the 51st state.
What would happen if a people group did not want to be a part of America?
I guess they could go to Iceland.
No, it would be a civil war or some kind of, I don't know, war of sorts. This is my thing is, the question I ask y'all off air is, tell me one Greenland citizen that said they wanted this to happen. And I'm not talking about a Trumper that went there. First of all, you don't crank me up now. See, I was ready to go home. I was ready to live a peaceful life and deal with my snow. Thank you, Destin. You did this, by the way.
I regret it.
You should. As you should.
I'm here for it.
This is why I need to run for president. I'm of age now. Look.
Do you think there's aliens in Greenland?
You know what's in Greenland? Not America. That's what needs to be.
Seal meat.
We don't need that. We know what we need? We need eggs.
They may have chickens.
We need eggs back to $1.20. You know what we need?
Well,
we need American citizens to start back reading books and educating themselves and preparing themselves for whatever may happen in the future. You know what we need to do? We need to be checking our enemies, not trying to befriend them. Russia and China are our biggest threat to our ways of life. All China did was copy and paste what we did. And if they copy and paste what we did and they can perfect it, they're going to be us. What we need to start doing is educating our young individuals. We need to make sure that we have enough education, enough wisdom, and we need to start dispersing the wealth out so that people can start winning holistically. We need to bring manufacturing jobs back here so that we can be a producing country and not a service country. Service countries suck, by the way. What is a service country? Stuff that people don't rely on. If I can tell you no, then you don't need me. And watch this, your barber, your tattoo artist, your dental, those are all services type things. Trust me, people don't go to the dentist like they're supposed to.
What about the newly renamed MAGA Canal?
Jeez.
How do we feel about that, Trey?
Panama didn't want us there in the first place. We leave them alone too. What happens if what happens if this is okay, this is y'all know this gets me going now. What happens if Mexico and Canada say F it, we'll fight y'all?
That would be interesting. But
it's not like Mexico has not fought us before.
But the Donald has said that we're not gonna be bringing in troops to take over Canada.
Yeah,
he said that.
If they send,
he did not say that about Greenland or the Panama Canal. So,
and you know, do you know how you get to the Panama Canal? What country do you have to have some kind of relationship with in order just to get through there?
Mexico.
Okay. And we're not on good terms with Mexico.
No, we're definitely not.
And there's no reason to be. Oh, the drugs. The DEA lets the DEA, FBI, government, CIA all lets the drugs in on purpose. It's a business. It's an underbelly business that the government and Mexico.
Did you just speak out against some three-letter agencies, Trey?
I don't care. They know it's true. They sent guns to Mexico trying to. This made the news. This is public knowledge. They sent guns to Mexico, and they forgot to turn their trackers on and lost the guns. We can't make this shit up. That sounds like a gift to Mexico. The cartels. Watch this. The cartels, they into everything. We know that. They bought avocado companies and farms in Mexico because they were struggling. You know what they did? They flooded American markets because those snow bunny women's got to love the avocado toast. And they watch this. They dropped the price of avocados for us.
I do like some guacamole.
See, look at you. I'm just saying. All I want people to see in America, and I'm get off my soapbox because it's late for me, is I want people to be able to see that at some point in this country, we got to worry about fixing us. California is burning down. We had the same issue with Montana.
Why is California burning down?
You want the political reason? How does the fire become political, first of all? But I just think it's California. California always has issues. It's dry. They supposed to have a wet season. They don't have one. You're not pulling in like your boy just said yesterday.
Your boy over there didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Which is what?
Get rid of all the underbrush and all that other stuff. All the maintenance that you got to do before you have a wildfire strike up when you are a dry area.
Come on, y'all.
I'm just saying,
y'all. I ain't even said nothing.
Come on, y'all.
I'm over here eating my guacamole.
If the sky was blue every day, we would be happy and giddy. It doesn't work like that. Y'all know the system don't work. You have to pay people. Oh, what's this? First of all, what's this? Hold on.
Here goes being negative.
Oh yeah, I'm about to go there. Let me help you out. All these immigrants you want to import. Ain't no American citizens. You gonna pay me? You can't pay me enough to go clean up some underbrush all day. I don't like doing y'all working. You can pay me $50 an hour. I still ain't doing it. All right. Ain't nobody doing cleaning that stuff up. It's gonna be on the streets. You know who will do it illegally?
$50 an hour.
The shovel grass all day. I'm not doing that.
I'd do it for $50 an hour
in California. 98 degrees. No, I'm not doing that.
For $50 an hour.
You live in California. That $50 is like $10.
It's a dry heat. It's like an 89 degree day here. That ain't bad.
Y'all got it. Y'all know people are not doing that, by the way.
No.
Destined to do it in 2 days. I'm like, this is not worth it.
My $50. I'm going.
Look, as they issue a heat warning. He's not had a heat stroke. He's out there. They fed him.
I'm going to tell you this. The real reason fires are going on in LA like they did in Colorado.
In Iowa. Was it Iowa, Idaho? What was it earlier this year, last year, burning it's down? Wyoming.
It's to distract from what's really happening or from what's fixing to happen.
And what do you think that is? I mean, over like 50,000 acres have been burned.
I don't know.
That's crazy distraction.
I don't know. I'm supposed to fly out there next week or two.
I don't know. I can't predict that.
Man, I beat it.
But you know as good as I do that it's true.
Okay, y'all help me see this. Because, like, Dave points to this, and he says something about the government. Since we talked about it, he said the government is beneath him because they won't govern my mind. I kind of operate like that. I don't say that, but I think I operate like that. And the reason being is, when Dave said that, it struck a nerve to me because what are we paying them to do?
Yeah, exactly. That's 100%. I mean, so I'm sure I'm not in your part of town,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know. But I know out here in Georgia, we voted on a thing that is supposed to allow our school taxes to go down
mm-hmm.
because since COVID, it's been so inflated, and they're taxing us on what do they call that unknown whatever I can't think of what it is, but anyway. So we voted as a state to be able to kind of look at the whole state as a whole. And so it would bring a lot of our inflated areas that are taxed down. So I know that my school system, which I'm not a part of, I know that Dustin's school system, like they are going to file for an appeal, which they're allowed to do, and they will probably get to opt out. So us as citizens of these counties are no longer going to have that benefit that we voted on. And I'll bet yours is probably going to do the same thing.
We'll get it in no way.
But the point is like, what are we paying for?
Yeah.
We voted on that. And then now through some sort of weird loophole,
mm-hmm.
they're able to opt out of this. So to your point, that's exactly what I'm saying is what are we getting out of what we're paying for?
And the loophole was put there for a reason.
I mean, okay, I said this earlier. Going back to us joking about Greenland and all that, is I said, why don't, if you're going to buy land, why don't the American people get to vote on that? What money or whose money are they spending?
Yeah, they're spending our money.
So watch this. I tell people this all the time. I don't buy no nan other land until, go real back to the grandma and them, until you fix Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has the opportunity. When I visited Puerto Rico, I was like, this place is beautiful. It just needs infrastructure.
Yeah.
We have the money to fix it. Go to the Virgin Islands. This place is beautiful. It just needs a little update. Needs to paint. Go to Guam. Guam is beautiful. It just needs to be updated. And you want to buy more? No, fix the stuff that we have. Let's get some all-inclusive islands. I know we had to talk about environment. Let's get some all-inclusive islands in Puerto Rico. Let's make Puerto Rico make some money. Let's get that island popping. Do the same thing in other places. Let's bring capitalism fully fest in there. Watch this. Let's go ahead and make Puerto Rico and some of these places have been part of us pseudo for a long time. Let's get them voting. Let's get them a part of the union for real. And let's literally do the right thing and build America in certain ways that can actually drive revenue to us. All these states, some of them don't matter, to be honest, but some states matter. Like Georgia, we produce money. That's why I don't really get mad at Kemp. He says some crazy things, abortion bill, whatever you may say, but the brother got some. Georgia getting bank,
yep.
All right? Other states need to take suit. California, God, is a beautiful place.
Yeah, it really is.
But it's also got driven up by the actors and the mm-hmm. entertainment business that rose the price on things, the illegal real estate usage and stuff like that. So you have a lot of people out there who wanted to be an actor, so whatever the case, or people who just live there who can't afford there. And the reason why California, to me, in my opinion, is burning is it doesn't have enough money to take care of itself due to the inflation of COVID, but just the natural cost of California, which should be capped, socialism, at a certain price so that people can live there and work.
So what if, okay, just hear me out and buy into my my
Elon Musk
Jaretopia a little bit. I didn't even bring up Elon. I didn't bring him up.
I'm putting a caveat up.
I'm just going to say this. You are obsessed with that man.
I don't think about him a lot.
You think about him even when we ain't talking about him.
I just want to make sure because we're going in Jaretopia.
Yep. So Elon's not in Jaretopia, okay?
Okay.
So Jaretopia, okay? So what if we're looking at buying Greenland because we're going to be able to take the resources there, sell it. We're going to, so let's just say, hypothetically, we buy it for $1 trillion. But there's, I don't know, unforeseen amount of money, way more than $1 trillion worth of resources that we can harvest and sell. And then that becomes a thing that actually produces so much income for the United States as a whole, so that we can fix those things. Would you buy it?
If you can show me the research, like that's my thing is, for something like that, that's the case. I'm gonna join you. I'm coming to your world.
Yeah, come on in. It's good over here.
We should have been talking about this. if this is something that Donald was talking about his first term, like he's like, hey y'all, this is the opportunity of a lifetime because he's a deal maker. Then I'd be like, huh, why are they doing it? This is weird, right? Then he comes back and say, no, y'all don't understand. It's just like all those people.
But that's what he's saying.
He did not say anything about it the first time.
No, I'm not saying the first time. I'm saying right now. Like, that's part of
He went there while he was on his hiatus, liked it, and I guarantee he wants to put a Mar-a-Lago 2.2 there. That is what it is. It has nothing to do with the American people. It's an opportunity for him to probably build something new to stand his legacy. And the reason I say this, if we just, this one thing can fix America. One thing. Everybody pay what they're supposed to pay to in the country for the next 5 years. That's it. Every American citizen that works a job, owns a business, pay what they're supposed to pay.
Now, in Traytopia, where everybody's doing that, what does the welfare situation look like? Because I know for a fact we are paying out to
it's
people
not the same
who
fractions. When you look at the fractions,
but those are people who aren't working, so they're not paying into the system; they're just receiving from the system.
And
I'm not saying everybody that's on there, but there is a percentage of people who are receiving that could be paying in, which would help out Traytopia to where you could go from 5 years to maybe 3 years.
That money is not even equivalent to the avoidance that these billionaires have avoided.
But what I'm saying is if you look at everybody paying into it, it could be less time if you had more people paying into it, right?
Jeremy, if you want, I'll send you the numbers. If the billionaires pay what they're supposed to pay, we can be out of debt in like 3 years. Just watch this. They can stop taxing all of us. It is insane when you look at the number. I watch this guy who breaks down finances all the time. He's like, y'all, like, I'm not playing when I show y'all this. And he shows the numbers. I got to find it. I send it to you. If they just pay what they're supposed to pay for two or 3 years, we're out of debt as a country. And then watch this. Then we joined them back. What would that feel like for you and I as low level workers in the societies where we just get a break from our taxes? Bro, that
would feel great.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what they've been doing, and they reaping. And similar to what we said about insurance, is they reap both sides of the coin. They're making stock, which is capital gain. They find ways loopholes to capital gains, so not paying that. And then they're running these businesses. And you know what they're doing? They're making money from that. And who's getting that? We're getting that. They're raising the prices. Oh, and then they already said, well, if Trump do tariffs, we're cool because we're not getting taxed. We're just going to raise the price on who? Us again.
Yeah.
That's the part about it. And Traytopia is and really it should be the ideal of America is I want billionaires. I want more. I want America to be the number one producer of billionaires ever. I don't want it to be a trap of income and wealth. I think that's stupid because the more people that we have making money here, the better our country gets.
I just want to say in Jaretopia, we're talking millionaires. I'm okay with millionaires.
Bro, if you keep having inflation, you're going to need billionaires. This is the thing. Think about it. If your kid saw you become a millionaire.
My kids already think I'm a millionaire. I keep trying to, yeah.
You spoil your kids. So you're a stern spoiler. That's what I'm like. You discipline them well, I'm not going to lie, but you do spoil them too. But let's think that they actually see you become a business millionaire. You don't think that inspires them a little bit? You know what doesn't inspire a kid? I hate to say it because I love all of us in this room, including myself. Seeing our kids see us get up and work for 40 years, 35 years, and then have nothing. I got to work at Walmart.
Yep.
Now, granted, we're going to be probably better with our investment.
I mean, you're right on the money. I mean, that's literally right. I mean, what are you trying? What is the aspiration there to be better? I mean, that's what I try to teach my kids is that you can be better than me. You know, and of course, they're still naive enough. So, oh, Dad, you know, I can't be better than you. Oh, yes, you can.
You have to be.
You have to be. That's why I tell them, you've got to do better than me. Yep. I was like, because we barely making it by.
Yeah. You struggle bus. On the struggle bus.
That's why I get so
even
passionate.
Though we get paid for being your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Exactly. On the struggle bus.
But see, that's why I'm so passionate about America, because I'm a patriot. I don't like to call myself a patriot because I don't think I can bleed. Die for this country.
I was gonna say, you're gonna die for the country. I know your idea of a patriot.
I can't think of it. I don't know if I can take a bullet for this one, buddy. I take a bullet with Jesus. I can't take Jesus. Not America. But I do love America because the idea of it, the concept, the way that we float our freedom, the way that we kind of negotiate and our laws bend over time is amazing. Like the setup. How we action the applicableness of it. But the way we have set it up as a country is really cool. The problem is when you put money, when you put too much money involved, you get evil.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a new world order. Oh, evil.
New world order. It's been around forever. I'll say this. I like to what you were saying. I do like the concept of America, of what it's supposed to stand for. You know, the American dream, so to speak. You work hard, you get to where you want to be. But it's turned into, you can work hard, you can go to school, work hard, make all this money. But then if you make too much money, it's not fair to the other people that don't, who didn't go to school, who didn't go to college, who didn't put in the work that you put in. So it's not fair that you have all this money and they're struggling, so you should give them some of your money.
What do you see that at?
Well, I just hear that a lot of like with as rich as Elon is, and it's not wrong. No. People are not wrong when they say, if Elon would just give everybody in the world this much money, he'd still have enough money to just do whatever he wants, and everybody else would be fine. That is 100% true. But he earned that money.
Did he?
Well, I'm just saying. Let's just not even use Elon as an example. Use somebody else who.
What do you define? Define earn.
Well, it's his business, and his business that he owns produces the money. He is the owner.
Was Twitter his business?
He bought it with his money. He owns the business. The business that makes money goes to his bank account. That's his business.
Mm. Did he earn it?
So it doesn't matter. It's his business.
See, it does matter. Because it's okay. You're talking to a person who understands this. Historically, people who look like me were intentionally handicapped not to make certain moves like that. And the reason I always tell people, I know growing up, this was my mom, grandma, everybody told me, especially as a black male, is when you walk in a room, and then my first name is crazy. So come on now. Is you have to work 20 to 10 times harder than your counterparts. And you can't come home with anything less than a B, because your counterparts, if they make a C, that's like an A in your world.
Yeah.
So I knew going into this that even if I knew I was smarter than you, I will have to earn it every bit. Now you might say, I have to earn it too. You would. But I know going in certain rooms, this happened to me as an adult. In certain rooms, if I can't slip up and have a ghetto moment, I can't slip up and have a country moment, I can't slip up and mispresent the information in a way, and people are like, oh, he just slipped. They're going to say they will literally say he's not intelligent, yeah. Right? So when I say, have you earned it, is I know Elon has been fortunate enough and lucky. That's what it is. Billionaires are lucky a little bit. Some of them are hard workers. But think about what you just said about the American dream. The American dream isn't, you know, you get lucky. The American dream is you. This is what makes America special. This is the juice. Work your ass off. Get what you need to get. Move up.
What is the one thing they say about what's the biggest thing that sticks out to you about the American dream?
Oh, me?
Anybody? Yeah. Both of you.
To me, the biggest thing that sticks out about the American dream is exactly what I said. You can work hard. You can and be successful. No,
one thing. What is the biggest one thing?
Success.
What about you? What's the one thing?
One thing. Say the question again to me again. One thing.
The one thing that sticks out about the American dream. What is the
hope?
Okay. To me, growing up, the biggest thing about the American dream was owning a house. Mm. Right. That was the biggest thing that they always said.
Yep. Own it. White picket fence.
Do you own your house?
Yep.
Do you own your house?
Yeah.
I own my house. I mean, not outright, obviously.
Oh, wait.
But yes. Do you ever own your house?
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing about the American dream. Is that it's still paying rent.
Yeah.
Because even when you own it outright and you don't owe
property.
The mortgage company anymore, if you don't pay that property tax, who owns your house?
And watch this. You can pay the property tax, pay your house off, and they want to build a highway, and your house is in the way.
Gone. Your house is gone.
So, Jerry, you're proving my point. At some point, that's not what and I'm using, I know some of my friends was like,
I'm not trying to disprove your point, just for the record.
No. I'm saying you're just adding more.
Yeah.
you know, gasoline to the fire.
That's
that
what I was
in.
Saying. I agree with yours. Your mm-hmm. I like the base of it, mm-hmm. what it's supposed to be.
Right.
But I was trying to get to the American dream. In my opinion, is all a lie.
It's and that's why I call it hope. It's the carrot. The idea of it is if you initially, I think where we gotten away from.
You don't want to know where you learn about the American dream?
TV
school.
It did.
They teach about the American dream.
Do they still teach? I don't think they teach it
no
more.
No.
That's why we don't have no.
Well, my kids aren't in school, so I don't know. But
Gabby at least already got it by now.
I mean, probably. I need to ask her. But that's where I learned about it from.
Well, I don't think they teach that. I learned about it too. The idea watch this. Look at us. The idea that you work hard, you grind, you get a house.
Yeah.
You're good. You did it. Now we're realizing, it's not that.
I got
a house.
It's not even close.
I got cars. And I still have debt. No one told me about debt.
And even when you're debt free.
And your debt just keeps accumulating and keeps rising.
I mean, think about it. I don't know if you guys are old enough, because I'm the old one here.
Oh, geez.
But when So my first very exciting car purchase I made was a Hummer.
Oh, man, big baller.
Okay, loved that. Like, I wanted one so bad.
H3 or straight up?
H2.
Oh, my gosh, look at that.
Loved that car. Okay, it was an amazing
car.
Was
it yellow?
No, it was black.
Oh, man, look at you. I got to ask. I remember the hell when the Hummer dropped. Okay, go ahead.
I remember the orange ones, those burnt
orange.
Orange.
That's how I thought
they were nice.
Jeremy, look, he would have
them. I had an orange Jeep one time.
That's it.
Anyway. In Georgia, we used to have to pay yearly ad valorem tax.
Yep.
Oh.
That car would cost me, and this was, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago. That car would cost me $400 or $500 a year. Yep. I would have to pay taxes on that car, just like property taxes.
Yeah.
Okay? And every year it would go down based on depreciation, couple bucks, okay, and not anything significant. And that was the whole thing. If I didn't pay that ad valorem tax, bye-bye car.
Yep.
And same thing with your house. And they've since changed the rule now. You pay it up front or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. You know, I buy a car that they say is worth $30,000. I have to pay, I don't know, $3,000 in taxes up front. Okay. And then I just pay the tag fee every year, $20. So the point is that money that I was spending on that Hummer every year, it way went over what it would have been up front. But they were sitting there taxing me on something that I already owned with money that I've already paid taxes on.
Well, think about it. You still
just
do that every
crazy.
Year with your tag.
Well, yeah,
you're paying rent to drive your car. It's 20 bucks.
You're still paying something. I get you, Dustin.
You're driving.
I mean, I get it.
You get it too.
Driving for 60 years, $20 for 60 years.
Jeez.
I'm here for it. But when you're paying, ad valorem on multiple cars every year, holy smokes. Right, that was happy birthday, renews on your birthday.
I was just saying, they're getting you like double, triple whammy. Because,
that's what I used to tell my wife when she'd say, what you want for your birthday? I'm like, pay this tax bill. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if we can scrape by and pay that tax bill, that'd be great.
So, And see, that is my issue. The forefathers who founded this nation, that's the thing they were voted against. It's almost like you're oppressed, you become your oppressor.
Right.
Because we have a whole history montage for the Boston Tea Party, and you're like, oh, we're not paying taxes. But wait, we got to pay taxes.
Yep.
But watch this. But that's not how the nation started off, because to Donald Trump's point in the earlier is that we would just charge tariffs to everybody.
Yep.
They wanted to import everything to us. And they knew we was a young developing country. So we said, oh, y'all want, and we paid everything. A lot of these cities and towns, like the early ones, was tariffs. The world has changed since then. We're not producers anymore. We're not young.
But what
anymore.
If we become producers again?
Oh, we changed the game, Jeremy. But here's the thing.
Would you agree that during 2016 to 2020, we brought some of manufacturing back?
No.
You don't think we brought anything back?
No, because I'm a Ford guy. And we lost two Ford plants to Mexico. I know that for a fact. During that little COVID span, 2026, we lost. It was a GMC plant that shut down. And I'm only naming those because I know about those particular industries. I don't know about General Mills. I don't know about Kellogg's. I don't know about grain. Those companies. I have no. And then I know we lost a lot of coal companies too. We about to shout out to Biden because we're about to lose the American Steel Company.
Yeah,
and so that's the stuff I'm referring to. That America can't be a for sale country. We can't sell off the things that make us good. But you know what capitalism says? Pure capitalism, make money.
Right.
So sell the, we don't care. Sell the steel tongue. Sell. You know what China did that was unique to me? I studied their behaviors. I think their cultural input is pretty cool because they make sure they keep their culture intact while they try to expand to capitalism. They took all their rice farms because nobody was buying rice like that. They were making no profit. They took all them and turned them to steel farms. And they probably paid them pennies on the dollar, these farmers, but they was probably good money for them because they weren't making money. And they start producing steel. You know who they were trying to compete with when they started producing steel? Us.
Yeah.
You know what they did? Their steel is not as durable because we are, I ain't gonna lie, Americans make great stuff.
Yep.
But it's expensive. So they made cheaper steel and sold it to the world. And the world was like, oh, this is cheaper. Not as strong, but cheaper. You know what Americans did? We want some of that too. So we're gonna build our buildings with that. This is when I say, as a country, what we should say is, if you use American goods in American soil, you get a discount.
Yeah.
And watch this, you get a tax break from us for helping our country. You don't incentivize manufacturers, and we don't incentivize companies. I'm not giving you an individual tax break, but I would give your business one. Why? Because you're employing people. You're keeping jobs. You're keeping communities together. Towns are there. It's whole towns that are ghost towns now because the manufacturer left, right? Then on top of that, Jeremy, think about this. How many people you know in like the city of Atlanta, city of Chicago, these big cities are becoming bigger. Why? Because the small towns are disappearing.
Yeah.
America was good and made off the back of small towns, these small businesses. People were saying, like, I want to stay connected. That's what made America great, is I knew all my neighbors growing up. Now you live in a city. There's no
You don't
way.
Know nobody.
Sure. I know my, like, I have, my neighbor told me yesterday, literally yesterday, I fixed something on her mailbox for her. And she said, you're the reason I won't sell my house.
Oh, wow.
She said, I can't get, I'm not going to get neighbors like this anywhere else. I said, you're not. That's why I won't. That's why I came back. Because I know y'all. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, man. I'm just upset with America, the idea. I'm not angry with it. It's history and stuff to me is bloodied. But I think it's built on the back of everybody.
I mean, just like anybody's history, sometimes it just needs to be fixed. Not forgotten.
Yeah,
but
not
fixed.
Fixed. Work, like you said, work for, not buying Greenland.
Y'all ready for Dustin?
Go ahead, bring us home, doom and gloom.
You ready for Dustin?
Come on, doom and gloom.
Why would they fix that? It's working so well for what they want to accomplish. The machine is working. Why would they want to fix anything? It's working perfectly the way that they designed it to work and the way they want it to work. And as far as America being built on that of, well, we want to build it on getting away from the taxes and we want to build something great. They probably said, what they're doing here, we can go do it over there. All we have to do is go and take all that land from them, slaughter all of them. It's ours. And now, we're going to do it ourselves.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes. Look. On its way.
I love you. I'm going to laugh so hard when I go home and think about what you just said.
Because it's true.
No, I can't argue with it.
It's true.
I can't argue with it. But like I just.
But I agree with you. I agree with you of... I would love for America to really be like this. I would love for the fairy tale to actually exist.
Why is it that we have to work 35 something years? And watch this. I guarantee all three of us in our room work harder than a lot of billionaires. I guarantee it.
Did you say we have to work 35 something years? I got 30 something years left before I could retire.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm done at 55.
Well, I don't have.
Well, technically, I would have the time. I won't have the age.
Yeah,
I'm probably good.
But I'd be young enough. I'd be like, I
don't even think I'll be able to retire.
But see, watch this. Think about it. Retiring age is 60, 65.
67. Full retirement.
I'm not working.
Social Security. Social Security's not going
to
exist.
I'm not counting that as an income. I don't even dream of that. I'm trying to figure out how to get my 401k to make bank. I am being so aggressive with it right now. You don't understand how aggressive I'm being. And what I'm trying to, I'm trying to be more aggressive. Yeah. My 401k I'll invest in because it's like a little rebound that. But at this point, I tell my wife, we got to be aggressive with some stuff. We're going to have to, like, even me doing what I did with my house was a very aggressive move for me. And I'm normally very, very conservative with my funds. I am conservative with money, but it's government wise too. But I told her, like, we got to start making some ripples because, you know, people like us are not supposed to be owning multiple properties and doing stuff like this. I said, so we got to be aggressive. And then we start. That's my goal, is to buy my neighborhood. And
there might be some land in Greenland available soon. You want to go in on it?
I don't. Well, you know what? If they were to do that and you can find some acreage.
What I mean by that is if we bought Greenland, I would move to Greenland. I'm not saying that I would. And here's,
run for Congress,
and I'm going to be 100% honest.
You move that, you lose your citizenship.
And I'm going to be 100% honest. If you were to ask me, am I for America and Trump's and all of them, actually buying Greenland, I'm going to probably lean more toward no than I am yes.
Thank you.
And I get why you say yes on the resources.
Do you say yes?
Oh, absolutely.
I get why you say yes on the resources part. The reason I say no is because I know what they're going to do to that land. They're going to kill Greenland.
Yeah, to get the resources.
To get the resources.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay.
Have y'all confirmed there's resources there?
No, I haven't.
I mean, I haven't flown out there.
They probably
are. I don't even know Greenland exists because I've never been there and I don't know anybody that
has. Is Greenland even green?
It's more like Iceland.
That's what I thought. Because the Vikings named them. They named them backwards so that way they can confuse people.
Yeah.
What do we want an iceberg for?
Greenland is supposed to be like Iceland.
Ice. And Iceland is supposed to be like Greenland. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look to the future, global warming should take care of that ice in no time, right?
Yes.
If it's actually ice, it's what's frozen underneath that ice that they want.
What if this is, I hope it's a Megatron demon or something.
I say no because I know they're going to kill that. I know they're going to kill that country.
Well, my thing is, if you're in debt already, why are you buying more stuff? That's simple.
To get out of debt. You have to spend money to make money, Trey. You never heard that before?
See, that's what I should do to get out of my debt. It's just
sometimes if you have a good opportunity, sometimes. I mean, you were just talking about having to make moves, right? Well, I mean, sometimes you got to make moves.
You know what they told me? Hey, you need 60K. I said, oh, that's fun. All right. You want to do a hard money line? So I said, that's to spend the money. I'm like, I know the price of a hard money line. And no, not right now. Unless I go live with my mom or Jeremy.
I think
we got room for you. Come on down.
My last thing to say is I think it's extremely sad that what I'm hearing from all of us and from everybody in general is that we are 100%, and it's a shame, but we're all a slave to money. We are a slave to money.
We're capitalist babies.
I mean, how
capitalist.
Are you supposed to live? You got to live.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have to be.
I mean, we don't have to be.
Oh, you have,
you
to,
have
be.
To be.
No. Come on, y'all. You don't. First of all, see, I have a rule. You don't have to do anything. I'm not saying you won't produce no results, but I see people on the street every day that don't.
You don't think the person on the streets out there trying to get money too, so they can get their booze or whatever it is they're trying to do?
I mean, they don't. Why is it? They don't have to be out there, though.
Yeah, they don't have to be, but they're still trying to hustle while they're out there.
I mean, I'm saying like
even panhandlers are working
really
for money.
Wanted to. You take a couple of, you can leave your house today, take your truck, drive to New Mexico.
But you're only going to get so far with the money that you have.
Right. And wherever you end up, it's where you stay. And you can sleep in your truck and you can sleep on
the. Are you going to feed yourself?
Well, not really.
Off the land.
Not really.
Whose land? Because you don't have any.
You don't need it. That land doesn't belong to anybody.
Oh, true.
You know this already,
if
Jeremy.
You park your truck somewhere and you try to live out of it and they go come tapping on your window. What are you doing here?
Yep.
Sleeping.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
Is this your property?
It's a mobile home.
I need to see your license. What's your address?
I don't have any of that and I don't have to give it to you because I have no
papers.
Crime.
Show me your papers.
I don't have them.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You're suspicious. I have suspicious.
I think the only way that you actually end up anywhere that you're rent free is if you just go to jail. And then at that point, you get your free meals, your free housing.
Yeah. Now you still may be paying rental for somebody. You know what you should probably do? The best way, probably, to be honest, where is the Yellowstone Park? Is it
Wyoming?
Go to Wyoming and just roam Yellowstone with the wolves and the bears. You'll be fine.
You'll end up on John Dutton's land.
Whatever that act, the real guy's name is. Yeah. You'd definitely be fine if you get there. Just stay. What's this? It's a billionaire that owns that. He's not there. Just go hit his house. And then when you see him coming, hide somewhere in the house. They're not checking the house. Just don't make no noise. When they leave again, you eat. Eat the food that they brought you. Is that stealing? No, it's living.
You're killing me.
What you mean?
Killing me.
Jeremy, for real, seriously.
Homeless Traytopia doesn't work.
I don't know. This is not Traytopia. I'm just saying this is, you can do it.
I get what you're saying and I agree with you. You don't have to be a, you don't have to.
You don't have to have this mega house you live
but
in.
But you get what I'm saying though.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Have no mega.
They have completely programmed you to
go get it.
To be, to rely on it.
Yeah.
You're relying on it. To live the life that you want, you have to be a slave to money.
Yeah. The American dream.
Exactly.
Capitalism 101. Get money or die.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Really what I've said before, really we all just need to be connected more to earth and respect the earth that God created for you.
He said the same thing I'm saying.
Respect the earth that God created for you.
I'm respecting
you and you're killing it.
Yeah. I'm respecting what's in Greenland and I want to harvest it. So thank you, earth. That's for allowing us to harvest you.
There you go, Dustin. That's the same thing Elon said about the little brain chip he wanted to put for people who want to harvest their minds.
Look at that.
No, it's Mabub now.
Mabub.
Yeah.
It sounds very demonic.
Make America better and bigger.
Yeah. They're already getting this one on their side.
Well, thanks everybody for listening this week.
Yeah, that was great.
It's been a fun week.
Yeah.
But we'll talk. I got some mad people at me. We'll see if they come back next week. We'll have to see how much.
What is it? I'm about to be sick again.
We'll have to see how much they're paying them to get to come back.
I need some sick time off from Jetopia.
But no, I'm just kidding, because if they actually live by the law that they say, which is we can disagree and still be friends, then we are in good shape folks. That's the exciting thing.
I love you, man.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
There it is. There it is. He's singing to the music. Hey,
I'm not singing to you, but I love you.
You got that in your script.
His little bonus pay.
Right.
Well, y'all have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks again.
Remember, the truth's out there. Yeah. Between the lines.
Yeah. Peace.